the new CEO of McDonald's, announced a plan today to overhaul the company, which has been struggling to keep up with the competition. The plan is being billed as a modernization of McDonald's, which saw profits fall 15% last year. Here's CEO Steve Easterbrook.
The numbers don't lie, which is why, as we celebrate 60 years of McDonald's, I will not shy away from the urgent need to reset this business. How we think, how we take decisions, how we organize, how we respond to customers and their changing needs, and how we galvanize against competitive threats.
Alicia Kelso is a contributing editor at QSR Web. That's a publication that covers the fast food industry. She's with us from Louisville, Kentucky. Alicia, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about what Mr. Easterbrook said today. What kind of changes are coming to McDonald's?
Essentially, his presentation focused on two big items. One was refranchising a significant amount of the system. I think he said 3,500 restaurants to be exact. And then the second one was sort of a realignment of some of his systems, so breaking it down, you know, the U.S.-based stores, and then Australia, Canada, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, and then his high-growth markets, which are China, Italy, Poland, and Russia.
Well, take us through those two things, and let's start with splitting the company up in a way into those three categories. Why does that help McDonald's to have one focused on the U.S., one focused on developed markets, one focused on developing markets?
I think that's just a matter of efficiency. You know, for a long time now, McDonald's has, especially internationally, grown really fast in some markets, and other markets has sort of been hemorrhaging sales. And it's hard to take a streamlined approach or to be very efficient when you have markets all over the world doing all sorts of different things. So honestly, I think this is, you know, McDonald's may have been taking a page from its competitor Yum Brands,
which owns KFC, Pizza Hut, Burger King,
and Taco Bell. Yes. And Yum Brands, I think a year or two ago, did something similar by restructuring its different markets. And I think it's just a way to put a point person in charge of each of these markets and do what they need to do to focus on those markets specifically, because they do behave so differently.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that have to do more with the customers that are being proposed here, including a simplification of restaurant operations. What does that mean, and what are we likely to see at McDonald's as a result?
You know, they're going to reduce a significant amount of menu items, which, you know, that's been a big suggestion for a long time, is McDonald's menu just got so out of control. I think they added like 40 new items since 2007. When you promote yourself as a fast food restaurant that's based mostly on convenience, then your speed of service is slow, and almost as slow as a fast casual with perceived higher quality food. That's going to cause you to fumble a lot, and it's going to cause you to lose a lot of consumers who just get frustrated and they go elsewhere. They also just announced that they're going to take antibiotics out of their chicken
right.
supply, and you know, those are big, meaningful changes, but it seems like they should be promoting that a little bit more than, you know, perhaps the big financial announcements that they made. I just think that, you know, the customers will care more about that.
Well, big picture, do you see McDonald's becoming more like a Chipotle, let's say, something where you can see the food, you can choose what you want in it, and you've got what are at least perceived as fresher ingredients?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, and I wish I had an answer for that. But, you know, in covering this industry, I have gotten a lot of different messages in a very little amount of time. And I know that part of that's because they have a transitioned into a new leadership. But it seems like this company, for a long time, since Jim Skinner retired, has been throwing darts at the wall to see what's going to stick. And, you know, we do see them testing a create your own burger line, you know, in Southern California. Well, initially when that test came out, it was in-store only, but now they're going to try and test a drive-through. And, you know, are they testing breakfast all day? They are in some markets. So there's just been a lot of different messages coming out. You know, they're focusing more on regional burgers. I know here in Louisville, we have, you know, a burger that's come out with a bourbon-based sauce. Hmm. So that is kind of a nod to fast casual. But if you look at some of the, you know, what the consumers are saying, a lot of them are just begging them to get back to their basics. It's not a fast casual brand. It was never meant to be. I don't know if it can compete with the Five Guys and the Smash Burgers and the Chipotles. I think that's a big hill to climb for a company that's you know, been around as long as McDonald's.
That's Alicia Kelso, a contributing editor at QSR Web, talking with us about McDonald's. The new CEO, Steve Easterbrook, making a big announcement today about a new change in strategy for McDonald's. Alicia, thank you.
You're welcome.